Hi, this is a dictation for Tabra Whiteside. T like Tom, E-B-R-A, W-H-I-T-S-E-T-T. Tabra Whiteside. She, date of birth is 5-13-1975, date of service 10-31-2022. The patient has been referred by her chiropractor, Dr. Segala, for a evaluation. The patient reported that her pain started from 10-23-2022 when she slipped and fell on stairs at home. The chief complaint is pain in the lower back with radiation to the right buttock. Regarding the history of fall, patient report that she missed three steps and landed on the buttocks. At her home, she fell on the stairs while coming down. Although it was padded with the carpet and padded stairs, and they are 7-year-old only, it never happened before. She denies any injury of any other area, especially no injury to the neck, mid-back, and only pain was in the lower back with shooting down pain to the right buttock only, but not going down below the buttock. The pain is around 8, and no injury to the head, shoulders, elbows, hands, or any other area is reported. No pain in the knee, hips is reported. According to the patient, these pains are continuously going, and she would like to get a relief for pain as it is throbbing and inflammation in the lower back near the tailbone. The pains are described by her as throbbing, shooting, stabbing, sharp, aching, and tender. Pain level varies from 6 to 9, and pain is ADLs are affected up to 9. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing, walking, bending, and improved by medications. The patient report that these pains are non-stop shooting down to the right buttock only, but there is no associated saddle anesthesia or sleep disturbance, no weakness, lightheadedness, there is no other numbness, tingling, lethargy, no fatigue, there is no incontinence of the urine and bowel, there is moderate difficulty in walking due to the pain, and there is a moderate anxiety, depression, and panic due to this matter. And she has no muscle weakness and no other area of pain except for the lower back. So far, she has had, in the past investigation, no investigation done. In the past treatment, patient report that she has seen a chiropractor for 2 visits where some massage was done, CBD cream, she has used heat and therapy, but no relief. System review is completely unremarkable. Past surgical history, patient had 2 C-section in 2006 and 2016. Allergies, none. And family history is like this. Mother is alive, but she suffers from high cholesterol, COPD, and rheumatoid arthritis. Dad is deceased from CHF. The patient has 2 brothers and 1 sister. They are all okay, except brother is suffering from COPD, and 1 sister suffers from asthma. Relationship status, patient is married, lives with her husband. Employment status, patient is working at Henry Ford Ford Motor Company, and she does a labor job. She uses I hoist and she lifts 15 to 20 pounds almost every day, all the time. And currently she's not able to work due to the pain. And disability history, none. Legal history, none. And personal history, patient does not smoke, drink, or use any recreational drug except for weed that she has used for CBD oil for help with the pain. Regarding the ADLs, patient reports that she has effect on mood, work at 10, general activity, sleep, and enjoyment of life 9, while ability to concentrate and relationship with other people are affected 7. In addition, patient report running is affected 10, the cooking in the kitchen is affected 8, the doing laundry and standing toileting and bathing are also affected, 7. In the physical examination, the patient is a 47-year-old African-American female of a good built, nutrition, alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious. And there is no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. And height is 5'2", weight is 175. And she is quite alert, oriented, cooperative and conscious. With no sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, colonicia. Attitude is good, demeanor is good, dress and hygiene are normal. The patient is able to walk reasonably well without any adaptive device. And there is no acute distress, shortness of breath, pained faces, or overt anxiousness or lethargy. Vital signs, blood pressure is 126 over 79, pulse is 55, pulse rate, respiratory rate is 20, temperature 98.7, height is 5'2", and weight is 175, pulse ox is 97. The rest of the exam will be from the template, including neurological examination and musculature examination that are all normal. Musculoskeletal examination on inspection and palpation, completely normal. Please use the template. Spine tenderness only in the sacroiliac joint bilaterally. There is a tenderness, more tenderness on the right than the left. And L4, L5 spine is tender. Paravertebral muscle spasm only on the L1 to L5 paraspinal region. There is a spasm. And then hypertonicity of 1+, no trigger points are noticed. No tenderness is noticed in the muscles. Range of motion of the cervical spine completely normal at forward flexion 60, extension 60, bilateral side flexion 45, bilateral rotation is 80. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 60, extension is 25, bilateral side flexion 30, bilateral rotation is 30, and hyperextension is not painful. In the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, all the maneuvers are found negative, including Hoffman sign, Sperling sign, Lermit test, distraction test, Soto Hall, and myelopathy signs are all absent, and all tests are negative. In thoracic spine, Roos test, slump test is negative. In lumbar spine, the Brudzinski-Kernick test was positive, straight leg raising test was positive bilaterally, contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally at 30 degrees. Camp test was positive, Braggart test negative, Babinski sign negative. Sacroiliac joint, bilateral sacroiliac joints are tender and positive standing flexion test, positive Ely compression test bilaterally, distraction test was positive, Faber test is positive bilaterally, and Gonsalon test is positive bilaterally. The Trendelenburg sign is negative. In the extremities, all extremities are completely normal. Please use the template for completely normal exam. Diagnosis. Z91.81. It is a diagnosis code for fall. Weakness R53.1 and Z79.891. R26.2. CNS, none. Nerves M79.2. Muscles M62.838, ligaments M54.0. In the lumbar spine, M54.5, 51.27, M54.16, M54.42, F33.5XXA. Sacroiliac spine, M46.1, S33.5XXA, M54.17. Plan of care is from the template. Treatment plan is as follows. First is the physical therapy. The patient is asked to do a physical therapy at her chiropractic treatment at her choice place, especially focusing on the sacroiliac joint bilaterally and more so on the right sacroiliac joint, which is quite tender. And she has a lumbar strain and a lot of muscle spasm in the area. Medications, patients provided following medication, non-narcotic, naproxen 500 twice a day for anti-inflammatory and healing, Flexeril 10 mg 3 times a day, 90 tablets for muscle relaxation, Elavil 50 mg at night, Voltaren gel 3%, Lidocaine patch 5%, and then patient for pain control, Tylenol with codeine number 4, every 8-hour PRN, 20 tablets are provided. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Referral to psychiatry is not warranted. Fitness club, yes. Review of available MRI, other imaging records, none are available. Interventional pain procedure are on hold, none are being ordered at this time. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care case worker is also not needed. Past medical records, none are available. Investigations. The patient is being ordered a MRI for lumbar sacral spine to identify the pathology. DME, the patient is advised to have a back brace, and it has been ordered. Education, yes. Web help, yes. Follow visit in 15 days after the MRI. And personal support, yes. End of dictation. Thank you.